are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What's happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, episode 4, Monday, June the 8th, in the Locked On Pistons podcast mock draft 1.0 today. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, Pistons fan follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Today's episode brought to you by Built Bar, a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. I am waiting for my next box, chomping at the bit, literally waiting for my Built Bars. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your first order. Thanks for listening, thanks for spreading the word, and thanks for supporting our sponsors here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. Today, I'm going to tell you what's going on with the NBA season. We kind of skipped it last week as news broke. It feels like something that's happening for other places and other teams, and not Detroit, because that's because it is happening for other places and other teams, and not Detroit, and we're out of basketball for a long time here in the Motor City. Also today, the Locked On Pistons mock draft 1.0. We enlisted the help of teams before the Pistons for the mock draft of the Locked On Podcast Network hosts. The format was how the lottery odds fall right now. So the Pistons picking fifth. We'll see who goes before them. We'll see who's available, and we'll make our pick a little bit later. We'll break down the war room discussion that is had, which is basically like one side of my brain talking to the other side of my brain. So always good to have me go through those kind of madness scenarios in my brain live here on this podcast. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H. Another underscore for that, also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. But great to see the protesters out all weekend throughout the state of Michigan, throughout the country, and especially in downtown Detroit. I joined in for the 9-minute moment of silence at 8 p.m. on Sunday night for George Floyd, a tragic and senseless death that will not go for nothing. The double negative there. Impacts have been made already and will continue to be made in his honor. So glad to see that his death was not for nothing. Impossible to transition out of that, but we will try anyway. The NBA announced last week 22 teams back in action on July 31st. At Disney World in Orlando, in Florida, in what should be a surreal situation in every sense of the term. Washington is the only team in the Eastern Conference to make it outside of the top eight, which included Brooklyn and the Magic in the 7 and 8 spots. 5 teams outside of the top eight in the Western Conference chasing the Memphis Grizzlies. That is the Portland Trailblazers, the New Orleans Pelicans, the Sacramento Kings, the San Antonio Spurs, and the Phoenix Suns. Those teams will play a couple of tune-up games, followed by an 8-game regular season, every team playing 8, and a play-in tournament, which is really not really a tournament, it's just a couple games, will kick in only if the 8th and the 9th seeds are within 4 games of each other. So all those teams in the West are trying to get to that, at least that 9th spot, and at least within 4 games of Memphis, or whoever ends up in 8th at the end of the 8-game stretch, to trigger the play-in game. Again, Washington's got a 5.5 games back, so they got a cushion to make up for if they're going to get within 4 games of Orlando or Brooklyn. So not very likely to happen in the East. It certainly can, 10% chance according to some of the projections I saw out there. But a play-in tournament is very likely to happen in the Western Conference, something like 90% that one of those teams in Memphis will go at it in a play-in tournament, or maybe two of the other teams that aren't Memphis will go at it. And then after the play-in situation, it will be playoffs per usual after that. The play-in situation is only that the 9th seed would have to beat the 8th seed in the quote-unquote play-in tournament twice before the 8th seed wins once. So beat them twice before they get you once, and then the playoffs will proceed in both conferences, separate conferences, 4 out of 7, just like usual. After that, most importantly for Pistons fans, that was resolved last week, is the lottery, and that's all set right now with teams 1 through 8. That is what we're going with for our draft here today on the Locked On Pistons mock draft 1.0. Those 1 through 8 teams in that order. The lottery will not be until August 25th, and the NBA draft is not until October 15th. So we've got 2.5 months or so until the NBA draft lottery happens. The Pistons are officially slotted in the fifth slot. They're not going to do any shenanigans about games played and maybe cut games off if some teams played more than others, or maybe you want to flatten some more odds in the situation like the Pistons are in where 2 through 6 is really close. Maybe use some logic to flattening out all those odds or something if you feel like that was unfair to the teams like the Pistons and the Knicks, 5th and 6th. But that is not the case, and they will go by win percentage. So the Pistons have the 5th worst win percentage, so they are the 5th team in lottery odds. The Warriors, Cavs, and T-Wolves are in the top three, so they all have the identical odds, the best odds, Warriors, Cavs, T-Wolves. And then the Hawks are 4th, and the Pistons are 5th, followed by the other 6, 7, and 8 teams outside of the Orlando arrangement. That is the Knicks, Bulls, and the Hornets in that order, 6, 7, 8. Pistons, 42.1% chance of getting in the top four and a 10.5% chance of getting the first pick in the draft for the first time since Bob Lanier Dauber was picked number one in 1970, 50 years ago. So we're going to use our mock draft using that order of the top five. We're going to do the top five, ending with the Pistons. We're not going to spin the tankathon. We're just going to go with what we know. I just feel like spinning the tankathon adds more variables into a mock draft. And trust me, we might run out of content in these next 2.5 months and do more mock drafts where we do spin it with the tankathon. But with the first one, we're just using the regular order as it is. We're going with the odds so that you know the teams ahead of the Pistons. Yeah, certainly some team could jump ahead of the Pistons. One of those other teams in front could go in front of another team in front of the Pistons, and a lot of shakeups could happen. Certainly that is likely. Certainly the order as it is very unlikely to be the order as it will be after the lottery, but it just makes more sense to me for the first one to just go with what we have, use the big boards, and put that mock draft together, and then maybe we'll go crazy after that. We'll have some more time to do stuff like that. But we enlisted the Locked On Podcast hosts of those four teams to help us out. And up next, we're going to hear who was off the board when those teams made their picks, those hosts picked for their teams, and we'll talk about the rationale that those hosts passed along. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, I've been telling you guys so much about Built Bar, and I'm going to tell you about it a little bit more. I'm salivating for the new flavors. I have not had German chocolate cake yet, and that's going to be arriving at my apartment very soon. Banana nut bread, another one of my favorites. Salted caramel chocolate as well. Vanilla chocolate cream. These are the flavors that I'm talking about to get you excited, because those get me excited. These are tasty. It is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. There's more than 16 of the original amazing flavors. All these bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they are soft and easy to chew. But the second best part, other than the best part, which is how good they are, is that they're healthy. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious guy. You can lose or maintain the weight while indulging in a delicious treat. These bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, and high-fiber. That's the things you want to hit. You want to go low on the calories, low on the sugar, but high on the protein, fill you up, high on the fiber, get things moving along in your stomach there. The peanut butter brownie, here's just for an example. 20 grams of protein, 170 calories, 3 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of net carbs. That's great for all the diets that are new agey and going on, and good for your taste buds as well. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you get $10 off your first order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Also got to tell you guys about Mima Remedies. I stayed in on Saturday night, as we always have been lately. Got to bed. I was asleep by like 10:30. Still managed to sleep in a little bit. And I got a feeling restful here on Sunday, and that is because of Mima Remedies. Mima Remedies is a CBD company providing full-spectrum CBD hemp oil and flower, owned by Michigan State alums and Southwest Michigan residents. Only 2 ingredients, so you know it's pure, you know it's good. USDA certified organic MCT oil derived from coconuts, and also the CO2 and extracted full spectrum CBD from hemp organically grown in Oregon. where MEMA founder Brandon Denler got his start in the industry working with other Michigan State alums. To celebrate MEMA's first season growing their own hemp in Michigan, they are giving Locked On listeners 25% off at MEMAremedies.com. Use promo code Locked On for 25% off at MEMAremedies.com. That's M-I-M-A Remedies, R-E-M-E-D-I-E-S. Again, M-I-M-A-R-E-M-E-D-I-E-S.com. Full spectrum extract, retains terpenes and flavor of the hemp flower. No additives or flavoring. All this stuff is third-party lab tested, always below 0.3% on the THC. Find MEMA on Instagram at MEMA Remedies. Also on Facebook, check them out. MEMA Remedies, M-I-M-A, remedies.com. If you're looking for high-quality CBD products from a brand you can trust, MEMA is a match made in Michigan.
Yes, sir!
All right, let's get right to it. The Locked On Pistons Mock Draft 1.0. I don't know about these other teams and what they want, so we went straight to the experts. And that is the four Locked On podcast hosts that cover these NBA teams. Later on, I will give you my pick for the Pistons at number five, including the war room discussions that were going on, the options that were on the table, and who they ultimately went with. But Wes Goldberg of Locked On Warriors was on the clock first, and here's what he said. Wes says, with the number one pick, the Warriors select Georgia guard Anthony Edwards. Though the concerns about his motor and productivity are there, the Warriors also need to accomplish a few things with this pick. They need to add youth athleticism, a player who could contribute right away, but also potentially grow into a building block. Edwards won't be a high-end ball handler right away, but should thrive cutting to the rim with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson spacing the floor. He also projects as a switchable and physical defender. If the Warriors land the top pick, they'll be comfortable adding Edwards to their revamped wing rotation. End quote. The Pistons' war room reaction says, that's just fine with us. I don't want this team to try and build on a gunner who, in his one season at Georgia, didn't show any interest in playing defense. I recognize the upside, but this team needs to continue building on the culture here in Detroit, and that's why I'm fine with that. And also, with the second pick, as the Locked On Cavs co-host Evan chimes in saying that the Cavaliers take LaMelo Ball with the second pick, and I'm quoting, Cleveland is a team starved for talent, and they take the best player available. Sure, they've drafted two point guards the last 2 years, but hear me out. It's like when the Cardinals drafted Kyler Murray when they traded up for Josh Rosen a year before. Who you take who you believe is the best guy available and figure it out from there. End quote. Yeah, I mean, I don't hate this pick. It just because of the point guards, it's becoming a bit of a David Kahn situation. It's becoming a bit of a joke. But the worst pick of this group that we look back on will be Darius Garland. He just wasn't good enough to be the second point guard taken. If you feel like LaMelo Ball is the best player in this draft and you already have two point guards sitting there, I don't know. I mean, you might as well. But like I said, Darius Garland, I didn't understand it then. I don't understand it now. I think Sexton is better than Garland. Yeah, just don't really get that. Never understood that pick. Ultimately going to be one of the reasons why Kobe, I'm blanking on his last name, but Kobe Altman, I think, the guy who runs the Cavs, that's why, you know, one of the reasons why he'll ultimately be fired and that rebuild in Cleveland is not going to work. But maybe LaMelo Ball is the thing that turns around. The Pistons war room reaction, all good with me. We're not looking for Hollywood poor shooting lead guard who doesn't play much defense either. That wouldn't play well in Detroit. We'll get tired with the fan base very quickly. So all good so far as the Pistons front office watches how these first few picks come off the board. Will that change at number three? Ben Beacon of Locked On Timberwolves says the Minnesota Timberwolves with the third pick in the draft select Obi Toppin from Dayton. Quote, it wouldn't be a massive surprise if the front office rolled with the consensus best player available here in James Wiseman. But ultimately, they go with the positional fit. Playing Wiseman with Karl Anthony Towns wouldn't be ideal. And they take a versatile power forward in Obi Toppin. The only major drawback with Toppin is his age. But his impressive offensive game would slot in nicely alongside Towns, D'Angelo Russell, and Malik Beasley. End quote. I actually like this pick for Minnesota. Obi Toppin is not in my top nine from a Pistons perspective, but someone to contribute right away to a team that needs an extra bit of talent upgrade right now with Karl Anthony Towns needing to show something as his career kind of continues to tick along without much of an impact being made on the NBA. D'Angelo Russell is in there now, so these guys need to start making some moves and making some plays and doing some things that show their value around the league and show why they are touted and why they are paid like they are superstars. Pistons reaction, again, all good with me with Obi Toppin coming off the board. Again, I'm saying he's not even in my top nine on the Pistons big board. That's not to say he's not one of the nine best players in the draft. That's a different conversation, and let me explain. The Pistons' best player and the biggest priority to re-sign this offseason and the best long-term piece, those three guys have something in common. All three of those guys are best suited at the power forward spot and, again, don't play much defense. That's Blake Griffin, the team's best player, Christian Wood, the biggest priority to resign this offseason, and Sekou Doumbouya, who is the best long-term piece of potential for the Pistons. So, again, best player this year, maybe your best player 2 years from now after Blake's gone, and maybe your best player three-plus years from now in Sekou. All are power forwards that don't play much defense. They are best suited for the four spot, and that's what Obi Toppin is. So that's why he is not in my top nine. I don't like to play the position game. You like to go best player available, especially when the Pistons are where they are. But that's literally maybe the one spot that I wouldn't take is a guy who's primarily a power forward for this Detroit Pistons team, unless he knocks your socks off. But Obi Toppin at age 22 or 23, whatever he is, doesn't knock my top off, and again, not in my top nine. LaMelo Ball, right now I've adjusted my big board a little bit. Not officially at 2.0 yet, but like big board 1.5 right now. I've actually moved LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards down to 5 and 6, put Vassell from 6 ahead up over those guys up to 4. So LaMelo is number 5 for me, Anthony Edwards is number 6, and Obi Toppin is not in my top 9 right now. So going into the fourth pick, one pick before the Pistons, the top four players on my big board are still available. But that luck ended at number 4 as Brad Rowland of Locked On Hawks take point guard Killian Hayes of France, the backup point guard of the future behind Trae Young in Atlanta. That is the number 2 player on my big board. Brad didn't send along an explanation, all good there, but makes sense. This is the Hawks team that on night one, when we saw him here in Detroit, you could say, who the heck is going to play backup point guard for this team? Evan Turner's certainly not going to do it. Herder's not going to be a guy you want in the ball with their hands at this point in his career all that often. And it proved to be all so true for the Atlanta Hawks as they didn't make the step forward that a lot of people were projecting them to make. Even though Trae Young has as good of a season as you might hope for or guess in an optimistic way that he would have. So that didn't really work out for them. So again, the number 2 player on my board taken number 4 by the Atlanta Hawks. So the first time that the front office or at least part of the war room has some bad feelings for the Pistons, because Killian Hayes is certainly a guy the Pistons would have and should have considered for the number 5 pick in the draft after those 4 came off the board. So who did the Pistons consider, and then who did they ultimately take in this exercise of the Locked On Pistons mock draft 1.0? That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. But hey, got to tell you guys about the most useful app on my phone during the quarantine, and that is Blinkist. Blinkist is really unique. It works on your phone, your tablet, or your web browser. Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them into just 15 minutes that you can read or you can listen to. Some of the books that I have found on Blinkist that has helped me out is not only the self-help or the enjoyment stuff, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen R. Covey, but a book that I've heard about so much over the years, and I'm sure you have too, Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. You know someone who's taken the course, you've read, you've heard about the book, you've thought about reading the book. You can get this on a 21-minute read, if that's the way you chose to do it, or you get the audio version of that as well. Books like that are out there on this app, and they will help your life, I guarantee it. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, and all for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer for our audience only. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA. Try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/NBA to start your free 7-day trial, and you'll also have 25% off, but only when you sign up at B-L-I-N-K, that's Blinkist.com/NBA. So sitting at number five, whoever the general manager is, and hey, maybe it's me. Maybe I will be hired as the general manager, so maybe I'll be the guy actually sitting in the news center area on Amsterdam in downtown Detroit, or close to downtown Detroit, making the decision at Pistons headquarters about who it's going to be at number five in the draft. So a lot of different ways the Pistons can go with this pick. Three main ways that I look at it in terms of philosophy. Go with the point guard of the future. If that's the direction that they would take, for me, it would be Tyrese Halliburton of Iowa State. Without a doubt, that would be the pick for me here if those guys are off the board in terms of Hayes and LaMelo Ball. None of the point guards on my big board come close to Tyrese Halliburton that are still available. I like him. He is number three on my big board 1.0, and honestly, very close to Killian Hayes for number two. I think it's possible that in Big Board 2.0, he may actually pass Hayes. I'm a Tyrese Halliburton guy, and he was the runner-up for who I would choose for the Pistons at number five in this little exercise. Another option for the Pistons to take would be to shore up the wings, keep adding pieces to the 2-3 position, even a little bit of four and small ball as well, as we know that they are thin there as well. They're thin at five, they're thin at one, and they're thin at 2-3. Four is pretty much the only spot on the floor where they're okay at. But still, perfect guy, fits that, plays a little D, plays Detroit basketball. I'd be considering taking a four as well. But a 2-3 would be an option for them. A few guys to look at in this mold would be Denny Avdija and Isaac Okoro. But if I was going with that scenario, which I am not, and I was going to take a 2-3 wing type, it would be Devin Vassell of Florida State. I love the shooting. I love the defense. I love the idea that he might be replacing a traded Luke Kennard if you can get assets for Luke. If some team is buying and forgetting about the knee trouble, maybe you could just replace Luke Kennard, push reset on the rookie scale for Devin Vassell, plug and play that, and see if you can keep building those 2-3 spots for the future as opposed to giving Luke Kennard the big extension and big raise that he probably deserves, but hopefully from some other team than the Detroit Pistons. So alas, he is not the pick. Devin Vassell is not the pick, but he is number four on my big board right now, 1.5. We've jumped Ball and Edwards for him, but still number four on my big board. We'll see if he lands in 2.0. So I'm doing it. I'm taking a big. And by the way, James Wiseman was considered by me, the Memphis big man. I am starting to recognize the upside, doing a little studying of James Wiseman. I am starting to consider James Wiseman for the Pistons. Breaking news, I think he will slide into my top nine for Big Board 2.0. However, for this exercise, that was not going to happen. So I'm doing it. I'm doing the thing that you know that I wanted the Pistons to do. I am emboldened by James Edwards III on this show telling us last week that the Pistons like him. I am emboldened by him being number six on Laz's list of his big board. I am emboldened by Sam Vecenia of The Athletic putting him at number six on his big board as well. And I am emboldened by Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer having him at number five on his big board. And that's why at number five, the Pistons are taking Onyeka Okongwu of USC. No surprise to regular listeners of Locked On Pistons, the rim protector, the floor runner, soft finisher with both hands, could add range. We'll see if that happens down the road as he has shown touch and proficiency at the free throw line. Versatile defender, high effort, high energy, productive in college, still young, decent amount of upside. He's my guy. Hate me if you want. Hate picking a center if you want. I don't care. I think the Pistons would do well to stay at number five in this draft, by the way. The lottery is not an important night for the Pistons, and really the consolation prize of staying at five, maybe even falling to six, not the worst thing in the world. You avoid Ball and Wiseman. You still end up with a solid player. You avoid Edwards as well. I meant that mostly, Ball and Edwards. Wiseman, it could be an option. But you stick with either one of the point guards that are out there, whether it's Hayes or Halliburton, maybe a Vassell or a Okoro, or maybe Wiseman if you like the upside. Or you could go with my pick at number five, Onyeka Okongwu, 00, bring him to Detroit. That's all I got to say about that. But that wraps up this edition of Locked On Pistons. Check out BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 25% off your for $10 off your first order. I'm getting my promotions mixed up here. It is $10 off your first order with promo code LOCKEDON. Do it. Do this for your boy, Matt. Now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Rejecting the Screen. This is Matt Shook of Locked on Pistons saying, have a great day. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.